Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about what is Kona Blue. That is correct. What is Kona Blue? And I found this article from NewsNation.com. Some more reporting by Ross Coulter. Really interesting stuff. It says Kona Blue causing split between intel agencies, DOD, Coulter. Some DOD employees believe Kona Blue documents. Kona Blue was a plan to reverse engineer alien technology from a UFO. The program had been the subject of rumors for years. Now, this has been in the news a little bit here lately, but I like this reporting that's been done and brought up on News Nation. Ross Coulthart and Sean Noon, updated April 18th, 2024. The article begins and says, Some employees within the U.S. Department of Defense believe claims of an alleged program where the government reverse engineers alien technology from a recovered UFO, News Nation special correspondent Ross Coulthart reports. Declassified documents released by the Pentagon office charged with investigating UAPs or UFOs, I guess is what we call them, reveal the existence of a program to reverse engineer alien technology, but it never got off the ground because there was no such technology to be found. Well, I want to just address this notion of calling these things unidentified phenomena. To me, using the word phenomena, they're trying to put them in the category of ghost, some sort of anomalies, weather, whatever. They don't want these things identified as objects. Now, maybe they are a phenomena, but they're presenting themselves as objects. I think it's important to recognize that these things do have a physical aspect to them. Kona Blue was a plan for the government to reverse engineer alien technology from a recovered UFO. It was a special access or top secret program created with the goal of acquiring, identifying, reverse engineering what it calls AAVs or advanced aerospace vehicles. Now, we've talked about these special access programs before, and for people that are silly enough to think that we don't have a deep state, well, here's your deep state. These are programs that only, I think it's like six or seven senators can have access to, other than maybe the president. And I seriously doubt sometime that any sitting president even knows what's going on with these things. So the secret programs that we, the taxpayers, pay for, but we're not allowed to see. Completely out of our purview. It says, I can tell you that there are people inside the Defense Department, former and serving, who do believe that the claims made in the Kona Blue documents were authentic, Coulthart said. The document laid out a budget between $12 and $15 million for the first year, $25 million for the second year, and eventually an operating expense of more than $50 million. The purpose was national security with a goal of accessing recovered advanced technology and determining its threat capability. Now, I wonder if it's for national security or maybe deep state security. The program also had goals of determining if our adversaries, namely China and Russia, could have access to recovered advanced aerospace vehicles as well. Coulthart said there is a potential rift between U.S. intelligence agencies and the Department of Defense. Now, you can see this rift happening because we're talking about immense power here. Whoever controls these vehicles is just going to control everything pretty much. And you can almost start to see where the Department of Defense, a department that, by the way, can't account for $1.55 trillion, half their stuff. Okay, they can't even keep track of half their stuff. But they definitely want to keep track of these UFO parts. But at the same time, the defense industry, or the intelligence agency, I mean, it almost seems like an oxymoron sometimes. They want to keep track of this stuff too. This is a struggle for power. I'm told there is a split between the intelligence community and the Defense Department, said Coulthart. The Pentagon has decided to bluff it out and go it alone. There are people who are passionately of the view that there is an authentic, recovered, non-human technology in possession of the United States, and they are determined to get access to it so that its utility can be exploited. Well, yeah, they want to use whatever they can to exploit power over us. Kona Blue had been the subject of rumors for years, but the Defense Department only acknowledged it just this past month. You can actually go there to the website, and they do make some kind of a cursory acknowledgement, but they're not really telling you anything. I think it's important that this stuff is getting out and that's being reported on. There's an article here from Politico. It looks like it's dated back in March, I think. Yeah, March 8th, 2024. Laura Seligman and Lee Hudson. It says a Navy image captured in early 2022 off the East Coast shows an unidentified object in the night sky and has a picture of this. It's kind of done in night vision of this triangle UFO. The title says, U.S. once considered a program to reverse engineer alien spacecraft, Pentagon report reveals. And that's what we're just talking about here. It says the Pentagon has disclosed that the government once considered a program to recover and reverse engineer any captured alien spacecraft, an effort that never came to fruition, but fueled conspiracy theories about a cover-up. Now, you can tell this is a political article. Look at the difference in how the thing's written. First off, they got a little picture here at the top of the article with this triangle-shaped UFO, and that could be just a little bit of misdirection, I think. And then in the first paragraph of the article, they have to use this what I consider to be just almost at this point an insulting term, conspiracy theory. This is just a loaded term, conspiracy theories, where they're trying to set the framework, the rules of engagement here, where if you disagree with them or if you think the government's been up to something, even after the government says, well, we were thinking about being up to something, then all of a sudden you're a conspiracy theory. In other words, you're a kook. That's political. That's not good reporting. It goes on and says, the Defense Department on Friday released a public version of the congressionally ordered comprehensive review of a classified U.S. government program since 1945 that debunked decades of speculations about UFOs. You wonder if they actually were sitting in the bowels of the CIA somewhere when they wrote this, or if they're just taking their marching orders like good little monkeys. I mean, debunk? They didn't debunk anything. They denied a lot of stuff, but they haven't conclusively disproven any of these UFO reports. It goes on and says, it found no evidence of extraterrestrial activity or efforts to withhold information from Congress. You can't ask the people that are doing the bad things to judge themselves and then be the final arbitrators of whether or not they did anything wrong. But here we have Politico, just like a good little mockingbird media, coming forward with this nonsensical article. First they call us conspiracy theorists, then they claim that the Defense Department debunked decades of UFO speculation. So maybe you've had 1,000 researched, recorded UFO encounters. You know, you've talked to people, you had witnesses, you've got names, dates, places. They tell you what they saw. Maybe you even have pictures, all of this stuff. But the Department of Defense, they debunked all of that with their publicly available review. I mean, how much nonsense is that? That's like saying a Bernie Madoff comes out, he commits all this financial fraud, he gets found guilty in the court, but then we're going to let him have a chance to create his own report. And he just simply says, nonsense, didn't do it. Okay, it's debunked. If you think he committed financial fraud, well, then you must be a conspiracy theorist. It's the same kind of thing. It's the same level of corruption of these big-time financial corrupt actors who, I won't go through them all, but we know there's a bunch of them. They're in prison right now. And these guys were put on trial. They presented the evidence. They're found guilty. They go away for life in prison or decades. But you apply that same standard to what the government's doing with UFOs. So you have all these people that have experiences, pictures, reports, video, on and on and on and on. They presented over the course of decades, and a natural person of reasonable intelligence says, wow, something must be going on here. They're objects, they're in the air, so they're flying, and they're unidentified. Yeah, there must be UFOs. Don't know what they are, but people are seeing them. Just like with the jury. Don't know exactly how all the fraud took place, maybe, but we know fraud happened. People were hurt. They're allowed to make common sense decisions with those jury trials, but when it comes to making common sense decisions about what the government's covering up with their own social fraud that's happening with these UFO sightings, then all they have to do is present a congressionally ordered comprehensive review. That's like, what, a 10-page document? Here, sit on the corner, shut up, debunked. And then Politico comes along and says, oh yeah, If you believe in UFOs, it's a conspiracy theory. Like I said, that'd be like me coming along and saying, if you believed that there's been financial crimes committed in our country and people that have been put in prison for those financial crimes have been unjustly convicted, and that there's never been a financial crime committed in our country, and if you think so, you're a conspiracy theorist, you would say, well, that guy's an idiot. It's this whole idea that UFOs are the only thing that can't be adjudicated. They can't be looked at by a reasonable person, and then we can't come up with the conclusion that, well, something's going on. If we come up with the conclusion that something's going on after all these decades of evidence being presented, then suddenly we're the conspiracy theorist. And all the government, the barrier that they have to meet is nothing. All they have to say is, nope, didn't happen, and then it's debunked. What is going on here? I mean, this is just like childlike thinking. It goes on and says, however, DOD's All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, that's the office that resolved nothing, did discover a program that was proposed to the Department of Homeland Security in the 2010s, codenamed Kona Blue, to reverse engineer any recovered extraterrestrial craft. The effort was eventually rejected by the DHS leaders for lacking merit and never actually recovered any other worldly craft, according to the report. This sounds like a limited hangout to me, where someone's found this and they have to account for what's there, and so they're going to throw you a little bit of a bone they're trying to cover up a bigger lie with a smaller lie. It is critical to note that no extraterrestrial craft or bodies were ever collected. This material was only assumed to exist by Kona Blue advocates and its anticipated contract performers, according to the report. Well, why would they assume it? Kona Blue was not reported to Congress at the time because it was never established as a highly classified special access program. It was declassified for the ARO review, that's the ARO review, released Friday, of course, this is back in March. Tim Phillips, AARO's acting director, told reporters Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks notified Congress of the program when it was identified in the spirit of transparency, quote-unquote, the report states. Oh, man, this is getting deep. But that fact fueled a wave of reports of longstanding U.S. government cover-up stemming from people with various connections to the program, Phillips said. That was reported as, that's where they hide bodies. That wasn't true, he said, stressing that the prospective program was never formally approved by leadership and never possessed any material or information. Still, the revelation of the Kona Blue proposal will likely add to a recent explosion in speculation about extraterrestrials visiting Earth. During a hearing last year before a House Oversight Subcommittee, retired Major David Gresh, a former Air Force intelligence officer, alleged that the government was covering up the existence of just such an effort to recover and reverse engineer extraterrestrial craft. At the time, Pentagon officials, including then AARO Director Sean Kirkpatrick, said such claims were categorically false. Phillips, in a briefing with reporters ahead of the report's release, also revealed that AARO is working on a new capability to better detect UFOs. And we've talked about that. Spy in a box. They want to set these radio interceptors, transmitters all over the place. They can just listen to everything that's being said, capture all kinds of messages. It just sounds to me like a complete dystopian sci-fi. Partnering with the Department of Energy and Georgia Tech to develop a deployable configurable sensor suite called Gremlin, designed to conduct hyperspectral surveillance to better capture the events, he said. Yeah, Gremlin. Yeah, that's what we all want. We all want a gremlin down the street listening to us. AARO is testing the system at a large range in Texas, he said. We're really starting to understand what's in orbit around our planet and how we can eliminate those as anomalous objects, Phillips said. Well, I would hope you'd understand, because you got space stations up there. You're supposed to be tracking every single piece of space junk. But obviously, they're not doing that good of a job of it, as we had that chunk of space junk fall down into that fellow's house. Was it Texas or Florida here a couple weeks ago? And they still, I don't think, have taken responsibility for that. These are rational people making observations just relating to what they know, Phillips said. We were able to go back to the program owners in the range and ask, by the way, what were we flying during this week, blah, blah, blah. A typical political article here. The government's been caught with their pants down. Somebody found this Kona Blue thing, and so they've had to respond to it because it's just so outrageous. It turns out that there's a program that at least was proposed on how to reverse engineer alien UFOs. The same thing David Grush was saying. So they got it. They almost have to address this because people are getting upset about it. Ross Coulthard, on the other hand, does a little better job. I mean, he really calls these guys to task. They have a second article here from News Nation. I'll put the links on these on the Ko-Fi and the Locals website. You can look at them yourself. Great stuff. This one says, what was the Kona Blue program and does it mean UFOs exist? Government confirmed a proposed program to reverse engineer UFOs. It was scrapped when no alien technology was found. The Pentagon continues to maintain there is no evidence of alien life. Yeah, do you really think they're going to tell you if they find alien technology and reverse engineer it? No, not hardly. April 18th also, it says updated 2024. Declassified documents released by the Pentagon office charged with investigating UAPs or unidentified anomalous phenomena reveal the existence of a program to reverse engineer alien technology, but it never got off the ground because there was no such technology to be found. Yeah, that's what they're saying. It says, what is Kona Blue? Kona Blue was a plan for the government to reverse engineer alien technology from a recovered UFO. It was a special access or top secret plan. Talks about that a little bit. Why it was Kona Blue project classified? Kona Blue had been the subject of rumors for years, but the Defense Department only acknowledged it just this past month. One justification for the program remaining classified was AAV technology exists in and is accessible only with SAP or Special Access Program construct. So in other words, if there were no UFOs, then why did they keep this Kona Blue project around for years? I mean, is it a situation where you just have a couple dozen people sitting around in an office all day doing nothing, drawing government benefits? Is that why they kept it around? Or is it because they know these things are hidden away somewhere and you have this tug of war between the deep state and the intelligence? Maybe this is the Defense Department somehow trying to creep in to the intelligence community, just hoping if they stand outside the door long enough that the CIA will open up the door just a crack so they can look in and see the aliens. That's what it seems like. It really shows you who runs this country. Sadly, I don't think it's the people that we elect. Why was the Kona Blue program created and who was behind it? It says, as much as the program may sound like science fiction, the top scientist at the Department of Homeland Security, Tara O'Toole, the Undersecretary of Science and Technology, approved it, so it was taken seriously at high levels. Wow. There's so many of these spooks, it's hard to tell, you know, which one's trying to get what. Why was the Kona Blue program scrapped? It says, the DOD said it tossed the Kona Blue program for a very simple reason. It never found any alien technology to reverse engineer. The Department of Homeland Security, however, said the program was never actually approved in the first place. So can you see what's going on here? This tug of war, it looks like, between the Department of Homeland Security, another one of these alphabet intelligence agencies, and the Defense Department. The Defense Department seems to be desperately trying to get their hands on this UFO stuff. You wonder if one of these things that they've recovered has fallen into the hands of the CIA or Homeland Security or whoever, and now they're just hogging it for themselves. What does the disclosure of Kona Blue mean for the transparency around UFOs? The Pentagon's disclosure of the project is another step toward transparency as lawmakers on both sides of the aisle continue to seek answers following whistleblower testimony. I don't think this is a step toward transparency at all. As much as I enjoy the reporting from News Nation, they're not really telling you the reason that they came up with this idea in the first place. I mean, I think the real story here is the fact that the deep state's being proven out. The deep state goes beyond the Defense Department. It's all this power and this knowledge surrounding the UFO phenomena, and it looks like quite likely actually UFOs themselves and maybe even some types of entities have been recovered and they're being held captured really by these intelligence agencies. And you can just kind of see it in the sniping back and forth between this Homeland Security people and the DOD. Well, we closed it down. Well, it never really existed. In other words, we stood outside the door and waited for them to crack the door open so we could look inside for 10 years and nobody would let us look. And the other person saying, yeah, well, that door's never getting open, so you're never going to see anything. You see, it's not even just about our own politicians taking back the power, but it's about our own military taking back the power. You can see where the power is centralized here. The power is centralized among the people who are able to tap your phones, listen into your conversations, track your emails, get a hold of your medical records, the people that are looking at you transparently while you're being blocked from seeing anything about them. It's knowledge. Knowledge is power. And so this has been going on for so long now, with everything from the FISA to, you know, Americans giving up their rights to taking off their shoes at the airport, quite frankly, an act of submission. And decades of this behavior have resulted in a situation where it's gotten so bad that the powers that have been abusing us, ignoring our right to privacy, trampling the Constitution, they've finally gotten control of our elected officials. I think you can tell that anytime a big vote comes up. And now it looks like they've actually got control of these different parts of the Defense Department. You know, the greatest army in the world, the greatest, strongest military in the world, spend more money on the military than any other country, probably most countries combined. They've even captured them. Our whole society, in effect, captured by this intelligence apparatus. And now they're telling you, hey, UFOs, guess what? You're not going to see them. So that's the deep state. And people are so, I guess, uninformed and ignorant that they want to claim that something like a deep state doesn't exist. Think about it. There's someone somewhere that can read your mail. If you live in a small town like I do, you used to have two slots in your mailbox, one local and then one for outside of town. And then if it was a local letter, you just dumped it in the box, and then the local mailman would take it to whoever, you know, in your little town there. Well, that doesn't work that way anymore. Everything now has to go to an original collection center, and then that's all scanned, so that way the government can keep track of every single letter mailed, you know, from where to where. They're that concerned. They're so concerned about me mailing a birthday card to someone down the street that they require that be scanned now so they can see who I'm in communication with in my own little town. How OCD is that? And you see this whole character, this whole aspect of this intelligence apparatus that wants to know everything about us, every personal detail, every communication, every word that comes out of our mouth. They want to play God. And here they are playing God with the UFO phenomena. And I think the story's been leaked about this Kona Blue, because there are people in the Defense Department that are curious about this, and there are people in the Defense Department that recognize the military advantage that this would give them and the importance that this does not fall into the hands of our enemies. But what are they being told? They're being told the same thing you are. Sit down, shut up, we'll deal with UFOs. So that's this tension between the intelligence community and every other actor on the board. It goes on, it says, does this mean the government has confirmed aliens? No, while scientists and certain agencies like NASA acknowledge that mathematically it is unlikely we are the only life in the universe, the government has repeatedly stated there is no concrete evidence of alien life or alien contact with Earth. Just because the government states that doesn't mean it's so. The government over the years has told us lots of things that are not true. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. What this shows me is that something's going on here. Where there's smoke, there's fire. If there were no evidence of these UFOs and whatever else is going on, why is there so much resistance to transparency? They won't even show transparency with the Defense Department. And I think that what we're seeing here is we're shaping this out, is that the key actor here is the intelligence community. I think, judging from the way they act, from the communications that you're seeing between them and the legislative branch, between them and the DOD, between them and the media, it looks to me like the intelligence agency are the one that really, if there's something hidden away somewhere, it's them. They're the ones that have it, and they're not giving it up. And this whole thing with this Kona Blue, it did get out there, and I think it was probably leaked out by someone in the Defense Department as maybe just a act of frustration, because it's getting to the point where even the DOD, the mightiest military the world has ever seen, can't get over on the intelligence community in the United States. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.